And a very good Monday morning, afternoon, evening, everyone. Joe Beningo back with you again, the Ode to Pain podcast. It's Monday. It's April Fool's Day, April 1st, 2024. And the Joe Beningo Ode to Pain podcast brought to you by the Hackensack Brewing Company, by Anita Discount Tire, by DraftKings, and our latest sponsor, Manscaped. All right, now there's a lot going on in the sports world. By the way, hopefully everybody had a great Easter Sunday yesterday. I did. I played golf. I played 18 holes at Blue Hill. It was pretty good. Played okay, but I'm a little banged up this morning, but nobody really cares. But I hope everybody had a great Easter. A lot of sports going on. You know, we could talk. We could open up talking about the lousy Mets. They stink. They're 0-3. They get swept by the Milwaukee Brewers. We could talk about the Yankees, who were red hot, sweeping Houston. How about that? Four-game sweep over the Astros in Houston to start the season. And by the way, let me say this to all my Met fan brethren out there. Stop the pipe dream that Juan Soto is going to sign with the Mets next year. It's not happening. There's no way in hell the Yankees are letting Juan Soto get away. So just get that through your mind now. He got off to a brilliant start. What'd he go, 9-for-17 in the four games? He hit a home run. He drove in, I believe, three runs. Had that great play, throwing the runner out at the plate that would have tied the game on opening day in the ninth inning. If you think Juan Soto is going to be anywhere but Yankee Stadium for probably the next 10 years, then you better think again. There's no way in hell the Mets are signing Juan Soto, and the Mets better sign Pete Alonso. And as I've said over and over and over again, okay, the Mets are off to this crummy start. What did you expect? I don't want to get too much into it. It's only the first three games of the year as they play the Detroit Tigers now. We'll see how the weather holds up for all three games against Detroit this week. But let's hope the Mets get better, because I'm telling you right now, if they stink it up at the trade deadline, Pete Alonso is going to get traded. I only pray that I'm wrong about that. But the idea that Juan Soto is going to be a Met next year, you know, Yankee fan, Met fans, excuse me, wake up and smell the coffee. We could open up with the Knicks, and we'll get to the Knicks. Knicks, again, got hosed again last night. If you watch the game against the OKC Thunder, right, they wind up losing when Gilgeous Alexander hits that jump shot to win the game with 1.8 seconds left after Jalen Brunson had made the shot that had given the Knicks the lead with 4.8 to go on a running layup off the glass, and he gets hammered. He gets knocked to the floor, gets hammered after he makes the shot, and there's no call. What are you talking about? And we saw this happen again the other day in the loss to San Antonio, where in the overtime there were three separate calls where the Knicks got absolutely hosed by the officials. And I'm gonna say this too, okay? Jalen Brunson, who to me is one of the leaders for the MVP in the NBA. I mean, he's had a phenomenal year. He's the best player on the Knicks. What a great player. He's the best player they've had since Patrick Ewing. He's the best point guard they've had since Walt Clyde Frazier. No doubt about it. No question about it. But here's the bottom line. There's no protection for Jalen Brunson. He gets the crap beat out of him every game, and they don't call it. How many times during a game do we see Brunson taking it to the basket and get absolutely hammered, and there's no foul call? Over and over and over again. And it happened again last night on that layup. That, no question that was a foul. The officials missed it, and it wound up costing the Knicks. Now, the Knicks missed a ton of foul shots in this game last night. So did OKC, for that matter. But nevertheless, a very tough look. Two straight brutal losses by the Knicks to two, Oklahoma City's in Oklahoma, but to two of those Southwestern teams in San Antonio and Oklahoma City, just unbelievable. And I'm telling you right now, man, Jalen Brunson gets no protection from the officials. And you watch today. Don't be shocked today, Knick fans. If the league comes out with one of those stupid mandates they always talk about, right, where they come out and say they blew the call. Well, what the hell good does that do now after the Knicks already lost the damn game? But Jalen Brunson gets no protection whatsoever by the officials. He gets hammered all the time, and there's no calls, and we saw it again last night the Knicks with a very, very tough loss to the Oklahoma City Thunder at the Garden. They're now sitting at 44-30 on the year with, I believe, what is it, 8 games left to play? They played 74 games, 8 games left in the regular season. And I've said this before, if they're going to make a big run, they got to get OG Anunoby back. And they really need Julius Randle back, too. I mean, let's be honest about it. If this team's going to make any kind of a serious run in the playoffs, but there is absolutely no protection for Jalen Brunson whatsoever. Now, we could talk about the Rangers. How about the Rangers right now? I mean, they are the best team in the National Hockey League. They're the best team in New York. They continue to win. Their record right now, in reality, in NHL record, it's 50 wins, 20 losses, and 4 overtime losses. They're really 50-24. Coming off that crazy 8-5 win over Arizona in Phoenix on Saturday night. Just a wild, wild game. The Rangers, like I said, leading the National Hockey League with 104 points and those 50 wins. And the other night, a lot of milestones the other night. First of all, Jonathan Quick became the winningest American-born goalie in the history of the National Hockey League with that win. I believe he has 392 wins. He went by, he passed Ryan Miller by one. We also saw Chris Kreider get his career 300th goal. He actually got it twice because he had one earlier in the game where he got absolutely hosed again by the officials, hosing a New York team. What a shock, right? Where they called this a goalie interference on the first goal when the Ranger player was actually knocked into the goalie by one of the Coyotes. But Kreider came back to get that goal anyway. So Kreider gets the 300th goal of his career, his 35th of the season. Chris Kreider now is third all-time in the history of the New York Rangers for goals scored, trailing only Roger Bert, who has 406, and the great John Rattel, who has 336. Chris Kreider, the next guy, with an even 300. Congratulations to him. And then Alexis Lafreniere, who had the first hat trick of his career the other night. He had 5 points in the game. I believe he's the youngest Ranger, I believe, since Brian Leetch to get 5 points in a game. What a year he's having. He's got 25 goals now. He, of course, was at one time the number one pick in the National Hockey League draft, and he has really started to come into his own now. To me, what is the best line in hockey, and that's the Artemi Panarin, Vincent Trocheck, Alexei Lafreniere line. They have been absolutely phenomenal. You can't say enough by how good the Rangers are, but this team's got to get it done in the playoffs. They really do, and I've said this over and over again. A lot of people ask me, you know, there's like this curse on the President's Cup winner. We saw it again last year with the Bruins. They had this tremendous regular season, and they get knocked out in the first round by Florida. You know what? I want to win the President's Cup because I want them to have the best record in the league. I do not want to play the Tampa Bay Lightning in the first round of the playoffs. Anybody but them, the Capitals, the Red Wings, the Islanders, I don't care who the hell it is. But I do not want to play Tampa Bay, who's been red hot themselves of late. So I want to see the Rangers get that President's Cup. Remember, 30 years ago, when the Rangers last won their Stanley Cup in 1994, they won the President's Cup that year. And one other thing about the Rangers, okay? The Rangers, if once they get into playoffs, if they're going to make this big run and, dare I say, win a Stanley Cup, they have got to have short series early on. They need to have a sweep in the first round of the playoffs. Maybe a sweep in the second round. You go back to the Cup year 30 years ago, and Rangers can't continue playing these 7-game series every freaking playoff series they're in. Eventually, that wears you out. You know, you're playing 7 games every time, not just for the amount of games you're playing, the wear and tear on the player, but the mental wear and tear of having to play these critical, winner-take-all games and the pressure that's on in these series. So, look, when they won the Cup 30 years ago, they swept the Islanders in the first round. They beat the Capitals in 5 in the second round, and that set them up for the 2 epic 7-game series they had in the conference finals and the Stanley Cup finals against the Devils and the Vancouver Canucks. So that it behooves the Rangers to, get that done. Win this President's Trophy. You've been the best team in the league all year. Win the President's Trophy and then go out and get it done and, you know, go out and get it done and win this Stanley Cup, the first one in 30 years. The Rangers right now are just playing great hockey. They'll play the Pittsburgh Penguins tonight at Madison Square Garden, a Penguin team that will not be making the playoffs. So Rangers-Penguins tonight. The Rangers, just like the Knicks, have just 8 games left in the regular season. They play the Devils also coming up on Wednesday at the Garden. So that's the story right now on the Rangers. Now, as far as the college basketball is concerned, right, the Final Four to me has absolutely no juice whatsoever. I mean, you're getting excited about this Final Four. On one side of the ledger, you got UConn against Alabama. UConn, who's going for their second consecutive national championship, trying to be the first team since Florida did it in 06 and 07 to go back-to-back. And they're also going for their sixth national championship. If they win that sixth national championship, they will tie North Carolina for the third most championships in college basketball history, trailing only UCLA with 11 and Kentucky with 8. And remember this about UConn. If they win this again, and all signs point to that they will, they will have won 6 championships in a 25-year span, because remember, they didn't win their first national title until 1999 under Jim Calhoun. And they will play Alabama on Saturday night. Alabama, their first ever of Final Four after they knocked off Clemson in the regional final. On the other side of the ledger, North Carolina State, for the first time since 1983, the Jim Valvano Survive and Advance National Champions that upset Phi Slamma Jamma and the Houston Cougars. They go to the Final Four after beating Duke. Thank God they won, man. Did anybody really want to see Duke in the goddamn Final Four again? Not me. And they will play the Purdue Boilermakers, who are on their redemption tour after losing in the first round last year as a number one seed to Fairleigh Dickinson. They got it done against Tennessee yesterday, a 40-point game for Zach Edey. So North Carolina State, Purdue on one side of the ledger, UConn and Alabama on the other side. And how about what UConn did on Sunday? On Saturday. How about what UConn did? A 30-0 run. You got to be kidding me. Against Illinois in the regional final. It was a close game. And then Connecticut goes 30-0 to wind up blowing out Illinois. And they've blown everybody out now for 2 years. And I don't see how they're not winning again. Maybe Purdue could give them a game if they get to the Final Four. But, you know, to me, just not really a lot of juice as far as this men's Final Four is concerned. And now I want to get to me, what's really the top sporting event that we're going to see in college basketball and what's really going on tonight. And that is the college basketball game of the year in the regional final in the women's tournament between the defending national champion LSU and Caitlin Clark and Iowa. Remember, this is a rematch from last year's national championship game won by LSU. Of course, Angel Reese, the big star of LSU. Remember all the stuff that went down after the game? She made that little hand gesture pointing to her ring that she was going to wear the ring, you know, kind of taunting Caitlin Clark a little bit. I guess that's kind of been, you know, downplayed by both of them now as they go into this game tonight. But this is the college basketball game of the year. This is it. You got everything you could want in a big-time NCAA tournament game, in a regional final game. You got two major stars in college basketball. Caitlin Clark, the best player in college basketball right now, and really has moved the needle completely for the women's game, going up against Angel Reese, who beat her last year, one of the big stars in college basketball from LSU. She's on the cover of magazines, the whole deal with her. This is big time. I mean, this is a game you want to see. I mean, even if you could care less about women's college basketball, you want to see this game tonight. This is a big time game. There's no doubt about it. And we'll see. It's unfortunate that both of these teams can't make the Final Four, but I mean, this is going to be something tonight. And what even adds to the intrigue of this game tonight is this hit job piece on the coach of LSU, Kim Mulkey, that came out in the LA Times and the Washington Post two extremely, extremely liberal papers, may I add, that really took a shot at Kim Mulkey. And I don't want to get into the whole logistics of it and, you know, what they were saying about her, different things that was going on. But it's really funny to me that this piece comes out just in time for, you know, as we get ready for the possibility of LSU getting to another Final Four. So there's a lot of intrigue that surrounds this game tonight. And I'm telling you right now, I don't care if you're a Met fan, Yankee fan. The Yankees don't play till late tonight. They play out in Arizona. So if you're a Yankee fan, you won't have any problem. You won't miss the Yankee game tonight. But if you're a Met fan tonight, you know, really, blow off the crummy Mets tonight, okay? I mean, really? Yeah, really, you want to watch the Mets lose again tonight to the Tigers, please? What, Sean Manaea pitching tonight? And watch this game. As a matter of fact, in fact, I'm even blowing off the first two periods of the Ranger game to watch this game. And then after that, you have another terrific game in the another regional final, UConn, the UConn women led by Paige Beckers, who, to me, is the second-best player in college basketball to Caitlin Clark. I mean, she's not that far away from her. You got Paige Beckers and UConn tonight going up against the number one seed, Southern Cal. And what's this girl's name? Juju Watkins? I believe she's the big star at Southern Cal. So that's a terrific game, too. So what a night you have of women's college basketball. And on the other side of the ledger, South Carolina, who, of course, is undefeated, number one all year, they are back in the Final Four again. Remember, they lost in the regional, in the national semifinals last year to Iowa. So who knows? We might see a rematch of that game in the national championship game. You know, that remains to be seen. I still want to see LSU in South Carolina. I mean, to me, that's going to be a brawl. I mean, you know, that's going to be a wild game. Remember, they had, when I say brawl, they had that brawl earlier in the season in the SEC championship game when South Carolina beat LSU. As much as I want to see Caitlin Clark move on, man, I want to see LSU play South Carolina again. South Carolina already has punched their ticket to the Final Four, and they will play. How about this? North Carolina State, the North Carolina State women who knocked off Stanford yesterday to move on in their regional final. Stanford, you know, what was it, a number two seed? They were the two seed in their region. So NC State and South Carolina in one side of the Final Four coming up. I guess that game is what, Friday? I think the women's Final Four is actually Friday. How about the fact that both the North Carolina State men and the North Carolina State women both make it to the Final Four? Now, UConn has a chance to do that too. If the UConn women beat USC tonight, they go to the Final Four. And I'll tell you right now, if that happens, they will play the winner of the Iowa-LSU game, and that is another must-see game. I mean, there's no doubt about it. The women, the women's college basketball right now is so far superior to the men, it's not even funny. You got star power. This game tonight with Angel Reese playing Caitlin Clark, this is reminiscent of Lou Alcindor against Elvin Hayes, you know, Bill Walton against David Thompson. You know, this is the kind of matchup it is. Magic Bird against Larry Johnson, Patrick Ewing against Michael Jordan. This is the kind of college basketball game that you got tonight between LSU and Iowa. Caitlin Clark against Angel Reese. It is must see. Joey and Clark, blow off the crummy Mets and watch something with some exciting with some excitement tonight. All right, let's get our sponsors in here. Boy, I'll tell you, we're really rolling them up now. First of all, I want to thank everybody that showed up at the Hackensack Brewing Company on Friday night. My great former partner, Evan Roberts, was there. We had a phenomenal turnout. It was great. And I want to thank everybody that was there. TJ did a great job there. Jones and everybody, Mike Jones. You know the deal. Located 10 minutes off the George Washington Bridge, less than 30 seconds off of Route 4. And beautiful. Who needs a house out in Hackensack? The tap room's open 4:30 to 10 Monday through Friday. 2 to 10 Saturday, 12 to 8 Sunday, 78 Johnson Avenue in Hackensack. Check out the new Eau de Pain beer with the Nick packaging. What a job by TJ. He's got the spoked roof of the garden. Really, really done well by TJ. So check out the new Nick packaging of the Eau de Pain beer. Again, the Hackensack Brewing Company, 78 Johnson Avenue in Hackensack. We will let you know when the next live podcast will be. Now, you need work done on your car? You need tires, you need your car inspected, you got to go to Anita Discount Tire in Rivervale, New Jersey. Check out my son, Johnny. Check out his boss, Ari. Whatever your automotive needs are, this is the place to go. Tell them Beningo sent you. They will take care of whatever you need for your, as I said, for your automotive needs. Now, if you're going to bet on the Final Four, if you're going to bet on the women's tournament, if you're going to bet baseball, if you're going to bet the National Hockey League, the basketball, whatever, the NBA, whatever you want to bet, the way to go is DraftKings. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now. Use the code OTHEPAIN. New customers can get $5 to get $200 instantly in bonus bets. You know the deal. Now, if you have a gambling problem, okay, don't forget to use the code OTHEPAIN, OTHEPAIN. If you have a gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Visit www.1800gambler.net. Check it out in New York. Call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. And certainly, last but not least, our newest and really very excited to have them on board. And that, of course, is Manscaped. Now, look, guys, if you want great grooming, if you want to groom, you know, the front lines, the family jewels, if you said, you know, it doesn't have to be a risky business anymore. And take it from me, I can tell you right now, thanks to our friends at Manscaped and their Lawnmower 5.0 Ultra. You can forget about nicking your bits, as I've done. Let me tell you, I've done it with a scissor, and I learned my lesson. This trimmer is all about keeping things smooth and safe so you can trim with confidence. Fancy a stress-free shave and some savings. How about that? Head over to manscaped.com, snag 20% off, plus free shipping with the code OTHEPAIN with Manscaped. It's easy grooming with no surprises. Now, this has happened to me. I mentioned this just in the opening here with the Manscaped. I've been grooming the family jewels for a while, and I use this big freaking scissor. And finally, about 2 weeks ago, I actually nicked myself. It was a trauma. All of a sudden, I'm seeing blood, not exactly in a place you want to see blood. Not that you want to see blood anywhere. You certainly don't want to see it, on the family jewels. We all know that. So fortunately, it was nothing major. Put a little Band-Aid on it, made sure everything was in working order later on, and everything was good. But I said, this can't be anymore. So I heard about Manscaped, and I used their 5.0 lawnmower. Let me tell you, what a difference. Not only does it trim the way you'd like it to trim, but let me tell you right now, your squanjon, or however you want to call it, is going to look a lot bigger. And let's be honest, guys, there's nothing wrong with the the squan, whatever you want to call it, looking a lot bigger. Got to check out Manscaped, no doubt about it. And look, we know every dude gets the heebie-jeebies when it's time for a close shave down under, especially, as I just said, when you're using the wrong tools. And that's precisely why Manscaped is now my go-to for those delicate spots. Meet the star of the show. I mentioned it, the 5.0 Lawnmower Ultra. It's the fifth-generation trimmer. It features two interchangeable next-gen skin-safe blade heads, a standard one for taking a little off the top, and a new foil blade to go smooth wherever your heart desires, whatever you want to do. With dual LED spotlights, you'll achieve better visibility, making every trim more precise and hassle-free. If you're worried that you're going to make a mess, this bad boy's waterproof. Shave in the shower, in the bath, or in the ocean. It doesn't make, imagine shaving in the ocean. I mean, probably guys are doing that. Nothing wrong with shaving in the salt water. I love this thing because it comes with a compact case. I take it with me everywhere I go. Trust me, this trimmer will be your crown jewel's next best buddy. Now, you can get 20% off and free shipping with the code OTHEPAIN at manscaped.com. That's 20% off plus free shipping with the code OTHEPAIN at manscaped.com. Show your balls some love. God knows. I mean, let's be honest, guys, and feel free as a dove. Love and free as a dove. And let's be honest, guys, nothing is more important than your balls, right? Come on. God. And you don't want to be cutting them up. That's for damn sure. So check out Manscaped, all right? I did, and I love every second of it. And by the way, she will too. All right. Beningo, the OTHEPAIN podcast. I want to wrap up with this. I thought there was a tremendous article the other day by the great Mike Vaccaro out of the New York Post. Do you realize, and this is a problem, and college sports, and this is football as well, but right now just basketball, college sports has got to address this problem. Do you realize that already 1,000 different players have put themselves in the transfer portal? Are you serious? 1,000. I mean, it's unbelievable. This is like free agency with no salary cap. As a matter of fact, it's even worse than that. And yesterday, Vaccaro had a great article. You know, the late, great Charlie Finley, who was the owner of the Oakland A's back in the 70s, the Oakland A team that won three straight world championships, 72, 73, 74, Reggie Jackson, Raleigh Fingers, Catfish Hunter, Joe Rudy, Sal Bando, you know, Ken Holtzman, Vita Blue, that whole group, right? That whole group that won, like a Gene Tennis, that won three straight world championships, and Finley was the owner. Finley back then, he was a very innovative guy, and just like George Steinbrenner, it's an absolute disaster and crime that he's not in the Hall of Fame. I mean, come on. You got to be kidding. How the hell is this guy not in the Hall of Fame? But whatever. It's an absolute disgrace. With that said, Finley back in the day, as Vaccaro pointed out yesterday, was calling for, you know, free agency every year. So everybody would be playing on a one-year contract. And think about it. I mean, it's good and it's bad because you'd have guys playing for the money every year. But you do, you know, you can't really do that. And of course, Marvin Miller came along and really kind of fixed the whole situation. You know, you got 6 years of control in baseball before guys become a free agent, you know, and all of that. But this is exactly now what Charlie Finley, what his vision was about free agency, is actually what's going on in college basketball. And really football too, but basketball, I mean, you got guys now playing, you know, 4 or 5 years, sometimes even 6 years in college ball, and they are in a new school every year. I mean, you got to be kidding me. Now, the NIL money obviously is a big factor here too, but I mean, that's killing the sport. I mean, really. Can you imagine now, even in college football, like when NBC, you know, like NBC, when they have their games on Sunday night and they introduce the players and the players basically tell you what school they went to. A lot of them have say in their high school now too. But when they tell the college, what are they going to do is say, well, I went to Oklahoma, I went to LSU, I went to Southern Cal, and I went to Ohio State. Is that what they're going to say? Right? I mean, it's ridiculous. This is a major, you know, we thought the one and done. You know, these freshmen coming in college basketball, playing 1 year and leaving to go to the NBA. We thought that was a problem. Man, that's nothing compared to what's going on now. This is a disgrace. I mean, how do you root for these guys? I mean, what do you do? I think it's ridiculous. I think it's terrible. And I think that college basketball, they got to do something about it. The NCAA, you know, they're always ready to, you know, screw somebody in college sports for some kind of stupid violation, right? Something ridiculous like that. Well, isn't it time for the NCAA to wake up and smell the coffee and realize they have a major problem on their hands with this transfer portal? I mean, it stinks. It really does. I mean, something's got to be done. At the very least, you should be allowed only one transfer. You have to play at least 2 years. My feeling would be this. You have to play at least 2 years at whatever school you're at, and then you can transfer, and only one transfer per guy, per person, per woman, guy, whatever. One transfer. That's it. Absolutely it. Because what's going on right now in college sports is a disaster. Look, it's great for the college athlete. I get it, right? They're making money. You know, a lot of these, like you look at Caitlin Clark, we're talking about her right now. She's going to leave Iowa and go into the WNBA. She's probably going to make less money in the WNBA than she's making right now in college. Think about that. Angel Reese, Paige Bell, all these girls. Think about that. I think the top salary in the WNBA is like $200,000 a year. I mean, you know, look, I mean, obviously it's not the NBA. It doesn't have the, you know, it doesn't have the following that the NBA has, and that's why the salaries are down. But, you know, let's be honest about it. Something is wrong with this transfer portal in college basketball, and it absolutely needs to be fixed. Everybody, Have a great week. Check out Iowa LSU tonight, the game of the year.